Listening, Part 3. You will hear someone talking. You will hear the person twice. Complete the information. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's talk on franchising. Hopefully, by the end of the session, the concept of franchising will be clarified, and perhaps some of you may go on to become franchisees. However, taking on a franchise is not easy, and you need to be a certain type of person. Somebody asked me recently whether entrepreneurs are born or made. That question is too simplistic. What I do think is needed, though, is a certain amount of self-reliance. So what exactly is franchising? Well, basically, it's about licensing and distributing a product or a service. The company sells you the product, and you sell it on to the public. Many well-known brands are franchises, like The Body Shop, for instance. In fact, 50% of all retail businesses in the US operate through franchises, and in Australia, it's 46%. The joy of franchising is that the organization will deliver backup managerial skills to complement your talent for business. It is also a relatively safe environment. All entrepreneurs have to assess risk, and most people opt for franchising because of the limited risk of failure. Now, what are the advantages of getting a franchise rather than starting your own business from scratch? Well, firstly and most importantly, you don't need a brand new idea. The product will have already been tried and tested and may even be quite well known. And if it is a well-known product with an established company, you'll get the benefit of national advertising. There is clear delineation about who's in control. The franchisee owns the outlet and operates his or her business on a daily basis. The franchisor or company supplies the product and gives support. Franchisers usually provide training to their franchisees on how to grow the business and can even help secure funds. It's this mix of the individual entrepreneur and the franchising organization which appeals to many. Normally, if you take on a franchise, you'll need to pay an initial fee. This can be quite expensive, and if you lack funds, you might need a loan. However, unlike when trying to get a loan for a new business, there are often plus points if it's a franchise and your bank manager sees the potential in your business plan. After you pay the initial fee, there is an ongoing service fee, normally a percentage of the turnover each year. Remember that franchises are a bit like leases. They don't go on forever, and it's important you are aware of this. In some countries, there are special business laws concerning franchises. In others, this is not the case. If you want more details, then you can contact the British Franchising Association, commonly known as the BFA, and have a look at their website. As for details of a franchise agreement, they will vary from company to company. The type of agreement which is taken up by most people is the business format franchise, by which a license is bought to use a trade name or mark. Remember that exclusivity can also be important and be part of the agreement. Obviously, if you are the exclusive provider in an area, this will bring added advantages. Okay. Now, if you have any questions, we've set aside 15 minutes before lunch. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's talk on franchising. Hopefully, by the end of the session, the concept of franchising will be clarified, and perhaps some of you may go on to become franchisees. However, Taking on a franchise is not easy, and you need to be a certain type of person. Somebody asked me recently whether entrepreneurs are born or made. That question is too simplistic. What I do think is needed, though, is a certain amount of self-reliance. So what exactly is franchising? Well, basically, it's about licensing and distributing a product or a service. The company sells you the product, and you sell it on to the public. Many well-known brands are franchises, like The Body Shop, for instance. In fact, 50% of all retail businesses in the US operate through franchises, and in Australia, it's 46%. The joy of franchising is that the organization will deliver backup managerial skills to complement your talent for business. It is also a relatively safe environment. All entrepreneurs have to assess risk, and most people opt for franchising because of the limited risk of failure. Now, what are the advantages of getting a franchise rather than starting your own business from scratch? Well, firstly, and most importantly, you don't need a brand new idea. The product will have already been tried and tested, and may even be quite well known. And if it is a well-known product with an established company, you'll get the benefit of national advertising. There is clear delineation about who's in control. The franchisee owns the outlet and operates his or her business on a daily basis. The franchisor or company supplies the product and gives support. Franchisers usually provide training to their franchisees on how to grow the business and can even help secure funds. It's this mix of the individual entrepreneur and the franchising organization which appeals to many. Normally, if you take on a franchise, you'll need to pay an initial fee. This can be quite expensive, and if you lack funds, you might need a loan. However, unlike when trying to get a loan for a new business, there are often plus points if it's a franchise and your bank manager sees the potential in your business plan. After you pay the initial fee, there is an ongoing service fee, normally a percentage of the turnover each year. Remember that franchises are a bit like leases. They don't go on forever, and it's important you are aware of this. In some countries, there are special business laws concerning franchises. In others, this is not the case. If you want more details, then you can contact the British Franchising Association, commonly known as the BFA, and have a look at their website. As for details of a franchise agreement, they will vary from company to company. The type of agreement which is taken up by most people is the business format franchise, by which a license is bought to use a trade name or mark. Remember that exclusivity can also be important and be part of the agreement. Obviously, if you are the exclusive provider in an area, this will bring added advantages. Okay, now if you have any questions, we've set aside 15 minutes before lunch.
You now have 30 seconds to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.